Hey, good morning, Glenridge family. Derek Watson here. Trust you all well. And the new year is treating you with a lot more hope and expectation. So over this last season, I've had a challenging run. Many of you will know I've had a rather interesting health challenge, and things went from difficult to really poor. But thank the Lord, starting to recover nicely again. You might not see me at church. I do sneak in, sit upstairs in front of the offices, just in order to be conscious of my health challenge. But the only reason why I share that with you is, you know, what is the first thought that comes into mind when we go through such seasons? Whether we lose a job, perhaps sadly we lose a loved one, or health challenges come at you really hard. I think one of the words that probably define how we feel in that season is fear. And I read something from John Piper recently, and I thought it was just so beautifully put. I've kind of changed a little bit, but really this is inspired through something I'd read from John Piper. And he wrote, "The spirit conquers fear." And he refers to Isaiah 44, verse 3, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit upon your offspring and my blessing on your descendants." You know, I'm sure we feel it's probably easier to be nice to people on a Friday than it is on a Monday, don't we? Isn't it because hope is like a river that maybe flows into us from a bright future? It fills up our reservoir of joy, and then probably even overflows in kindness to others. On a Friday, rest and recreation, chill time, they're just around the corner. So they're so close we can almost see it and taste it. And by hope we taste the power of the weekend that's about to come. That little reservoir of our joy begins to fill up, and if the weekend looks bright enough, our reservoir of joy will fill to the brim and actually even start to spill over. That spillover joy onto other people is called love. So you're always nicer to people when you feel happy about your future. Hope fills you with joy, and joy spills over into smiles and kind words and helpful deeds. It happens before holidays, birthdays, maybe before Christmas, and most probably for many people on a Friday. However, when we are drenched with the Spirit, we are drenched with the assurance that Mondays are made in heaven, just like Fridays. Whatever seems fearful tomorrow doesn't need to be fearful if you're filled with the Spirit. Relations at home, maybe they could be tense. Your health may be deteriorating. Your boss may be planning your dismissal even. Maybe there's going to be a downsizing in the company. Maybe the company's even going to be liquidated. Tomorrow may bring maybe even a threatening confrontation. Whatever is making you anxious about tomorrow, open your heart to the outpouring of God's Spirit. Look to His word of promise, and He will fill you with hope, and He will help you conquer your fear. Whatever that fear is, if it's circumstantial, whatever it is, He will help you conquer your fear. When the Holy Spirit is poured out, not only are our fears removed, but even our longings, our deep desires are satisfied. As the word says, our souls thirst for God, and therefore our soul's thirst for God is quenched when we have satisfaction through the Holy Spirit. Or at least we taste enough satisfaction in Him to know where to spend the rest of our lives drinking. From which well will we drink? Our future can look bleak for two reasons. One is the prospect that misery, something miserable is coming. The other is the prospect that happiness isn't coming. It's not coming. And isn't virtually all the work of the human heart exhausted by these two things? We fear future misery and a thirsting for future happiness. Do we not spend too much time on that? Is that not where our human heart circumstance is exhausted? Then, if so, Isaiah's promise is just what we need. When the Spirit is poured out into your heart, fear is taken away and your thirst is satisfied. I urge you then, if you long for the touch of the Spirit of God upon your life, give yourself day and night to the reading of His Word. Amen. Father, thank you for another glorious day. Thank you for another opportunity to be drenched in your Spirit, Lord God. Thank you for another opportunity to say, Lord, fill us to overflow, that our overflow will pour out and touch everyone around us. The very presence of the overflow of the Spirit of God over us, through us, and overflowing onto all circumstances and people around us today, in Jesus' name. Amen.